God is using this house. I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, I heard this morning God say that God is getting ready to put you guys into part two of your adventure. And even though part one has been a great adventure and there's been a lot of things happening, God says, draw a line in the sand, that it's time that you have carried your bones this far. And know this, says the Lord your God, that this house is going to be too small for what he's going to do. You cannot look at it through your natural eyes or your natural lenses and say, well, what can God do here? We're just a small little army. Well, let me say something to you. Small little armies take mighty cities down. Gideon, my God, God's telling him, I'm going to deliver the enemy right into your hands. Oh, you know, I'm the least of my clan. I'm the youngest of my brothers. Geez, shucks. I mean, come on, what can I do? And God is saying to him, you know what? Hey, and then God strips them down. You know, God takes his army away from them. My God, he doesn't even put swords in their hands. Why? Because when that victory came, the only thing they could do is give God the praise and the glory for the victory, because if he would have won it with that mighty army, then they wouldn't have been giving God the glory and the victory. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how small you are. I don't care if you're the least of your clan. I don't care if you're the youngest. I don't care if you feel ill-equipped. When God says that he is going to give you the land, he's going to give you the land. And you've got to put your faith in him. And you know, and you don't need to lay a fleece out two times. There's all kinds of preaching on that. You know, I'm just a simple guy. I didn't go to Bible college like my cousin did here. You know what I mean? I'm just a guy from theology, you know, on my knees studying the Bible. All I know is that what I saw there was the man had some doubt. He had a lack of faith. You know what? It's easy to do. We have lived there. My own wife has had to correct me. My wife was dying. They gave her a death sentence. And she would say, they say I have, they say I have. I said to myself one day, she says that one more time. Because you know, when you're going through a rough time, you know, the enemy comes in. You are capable of moving in to part two of your adventure. And I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, God is saying, don't look around you with the natural eyes. Start to look around you with spiritual lenses on your head and start to believe that God is true and amen. And what God has called this church to do, as we were pulling up, I saw a lighthouse in the front of this house. I don't know if I said this last time I was here or not, but I saw a lighthouse. And sometimes God gives me the vision twice. And I saw a lighthouse and I said, Lord, what is this lighthouse? And the Lord says, I'm going to start to call in. I'm going to start to bring in the dead. I'm going to start to bring in those that have given up on the promises. I'm going to bring in those that have been spiritually abused. And you know what? The Lord said, I'm even going to bring back prodigals. And the Lord said, you know what? Tell these people that not to get comfortable, not to just sit in the chairs and be comfortable and say, we're just this nice little church in this nice little historic area, because God says, I'm stoking the fires of revival in this place. And I don't know what's going on here. He doesn't talk to me. I mean, he's probably, you know, out of, I think, the three cousins, I'm the big mouth, okay? I got it from my mom, you know. But we don't talk. He hasn't called me up and said, hey, this is what the church is going through. But I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, I walked in these doors this morning, and the Lord says, you tell them to stop what they're doing. You tell them to stop, and you tell them to start to pick up their faith, and you tell them to start to pick up the mantles that I have laid before them, says the Lord your God. And you tell them, says the Lord your God, that the mantles aren't too big for them, that they don't have to grow into it, says the Lord your God. But I have brought and put the mantles in front of you. If you have been working out in the fields and you have been doing labor, says the Lord your God, the mantles are not something that you have to grow into, says the Lord your God, for they are a perfect fit for you, says the Lord. And know this, says the Lord your God, in the days that are coming, I'm going to prove to you, I'm going to give you nuggets in the Spirit, says the Lord your your God. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to even let it happen, says the Lord. I'm going to open up the floodgates of this house, says the Lord your God, and you're going to see some unusual, strange things begin to happen in this house, says the Lord your God. And you know by the Spirit of God, look at what has just happened in these past 2 years, says the Lord your God. Have I not come? Have I not shown up? Have I not come and even brought some of these promises to pass, says the Lord your God? Don't sit there idly by. Don't sit there and say, well, the enemy has delivered us a hard blow. The enemy is trying to push back. The enemy will always try to push back. But know this, says the Lord your God. And when I am on your side, when I am there for you, says the Lord your God, you might say, well, what do we got? We only got a few loaves and some fishes. Know this, says the Lord. When I partner with you, says the Lord your God, miracles will happen, says the Lord your God. And I'm about to bring some great miracles into this house, says the Lord. Don't sit there. Don't shrink back. Don't say, well, you know what? We've heard these words before. Yes, you may have heard the words before. Yes, you may have said, but they didn't come to pass. Know this, says the Lord, as you're patient in me and you hold out your faith and you intercede seed and you fast and you pray and you call upon my name, says the Lord your God, I will bring things to pass, says the Lord. Don't be God's frozen chosen, says the Lord your God, for I am starting to thaw out this house and I am about to release the gifts of the Spirit in this house, says the Lord your God, for it is going to start to fall upon people and you're going to sit there and you're going to say, what has happened to John? What has happened to Mike? What has happened to Mary? What has happened to Sally? Know this, says the Lord your God, but a new anointing is coming upon this house, says the Lord your God. I'm breaking open a fresh alabaster box, says the Lord your God, and I am going to smear the healing oils, and I'm going to smear the sweet-smelling ointments upon your life, says the Lord your God, that you will be a strong torch, that you will be a strong light, that you will be that lighthouse of prayer, you will be that lighthouse of miracles, that this will be a house that will draw people like nobody else has been drawn before. Know this, says the Lord your God. There have been churches in this area that have come and fizzled out and started and fizzled out, but this will not be a church that will fizzle out. This will be a church where the fires of the Holy Spirit will be stoked and those revival fires will come. And know this, says the Lord your God. People will come here and they will be watered. And even before one note is played, before one word is sung, people will fall on their face at this altar, says the Lord your God, in repentance, says the Lord, for I am calling this church to be a help church, a church that says that there is a sick and dying world out there, a church that says no matter what you're going through in your life, whether you've had to go through whatever you've gone through, maybe life has just brought you bad things, maybe you've been incarcerated, maybe you've made stupid mistakes, maybe you've done dumb things, maybe life has just handed you a bad hand, but know this, this will be a house like a hospital, where people will come in and they will be healed and they will be mended and they will be carried into this house even by you, says the Lord your God, that you will walk down the street and you will see people that are hurt and like the Good Samaritan, you will pick them up and you will carry them in, says the Lord, and you will tend to their wounds, says the Lord your God, and then you will bring them and they will be refreshed and they will be restored. For Galatians 6, 1, 2, and 3 is upon this house for those that have given up, for those that people have outcast them from other churches because of the mistakes and the foolishness that has gone into their life, that this house will be known as a house of restoration where people will come and be restored and they will be made whole. And where they were giving up, yes, even those that were ready to commit suicide, even for those that were about ready to fall off the face of this earth, they shall be restored, and the word of the Lord shall go deep into them, says the Lord your God. And this house will be a house of duplication. This house will be a hot house. This house will be a greenhouse, says the Lord your God, where people will come, and they will be planted in their pots, and they will start to strengthen, and they will mature. And you, as the people of God, will step up to the plate, and you will start to allow the things of me start to manifest in you that have been suppressed, for I am going to stir up the gifts that are deep within you, says the Lord your God. They are no longer just meant to sit there and just lay dormant, says the Lord your God. For the days of being dormant are over with for this church, says the Lord your God. For I am coming, says the Lord. I am coming for part two of your adventure, says the Lord your God. You're going to see greater salvations. You're going to see marriages strengthened. You're going to see families come into the church, says the Lord your God. You're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles, says the Lord. But you must believe. You must carry your bones. You can't drop your bones along the way. You must believe, as Ezekiel was told by the Lord, can these bones live again? Yes, they can. Prophesy. Prophesy. You have the ability, each and every one of you, to prophesy into situations. You have the ability to prophesy into people's lives, and those things that were once dead will be made alive, says the Lord your God. Can you believe, says the Lord? Can you believe for a new day? Can you believe for a new hour? Can you believe that a new faith is coming upon you, says the Lord your God? Can you believe that a new wind of my spirit is about to blow through this house, says the Lord your God? A mighty gushing wind, says the Lord, and the grace from heaven shall blow with it, says the Lord your God. And people will know, and the word will get out, that that is a place that we can go. That is a place where God resides. That is a place where I've given up and no one cares, but I've heard that that is a place where the river of God is flowing. Tie yourselves to the horn of the altar, says the Lord your God. Do not be blowing off course, but know this, says the Lord. I have put a destiny on this house. Find it not strange that this house has risen up from the ashes, says the Lord your God. Find it not strange, says the Lord your God, that people are wandering in the doors. Find it not strange that people are saying, I was once dead. I was living in deadness. I was living where there was no spirit, where there was no presence. But I stumbled into this place. You didn't stumble into this place. You were prayed into this place, says the Lord your God. You were prayed by a mighty men and women of God that said, we will not be denied our destiny. When you speak something, Lord, we hold on to it and we won't let it go. You were prayed, God, you did not find me. I found you, says the Lord your God. I came looking for you, and I pulled you up out of the mud, and I cleaned you up, and I put a robe, and I put a ring on you, and I said, you are my child, and though you may be adopted, I treat you like you're my own flesh and blood, for you are, says the Lord your God. Know this, says the Lord. Be encouraged this day. Do not step back. Don't let fear. Do not let doubt. Do not let circumstances come and rob you, says the Lord your God. Know this, says life will happen, but know this, you have life that is more abundant when your trust and your faith is totally in me, says the Lord. Though there may be times of sadness, though there may be times of ashes, though there may be times of sackcloth, says the Lord your God, the days of visitation upon this house are upon you, says the Lord your God. I am coming and sitting by your well to give you a fresh, cold drink of the water of my spirit, says the Lord your God. It is a new day and a new hour for you, says the Lord. Don't sit back. Oh, Jesus. Don't sit back, says the Lord your God. Don't sit back and say, someone else can do it. Know this, says the Lord. It's a call. The trumpet call is sounding. It's all hands on deck, says the Lord your God. Get ready. Ready the ship. Get ready, says the Lord your God. Get ready for it's coming, says the Lord. And my very breath shall be in your sails, says the Lord your God. And you shall sail into your destiny. And this will be a house of hope. This shall be a house of faith. This shall be a house Many people might say, that's a church of misfits. Know this, says the Lord. I love when my sanctuary is filled with misfits. I love when my house is filled with broken people. Humble yourself and pray and believe, says the Lord your God, for the misfits will become those that will take leadership roles in the community. The misfits will be the ones that will start to bring and invigorate the economy. The misfits will be the ones that will go out into the highways and byways and bring a ray of hope and sunshine in life, says the Lord your God. Know this, the days of hope deferred are over with in this area, says the Lord your God. And you might say, well, this is a wealthy area. People don't need this, don't need that. Know this, says the Lord, just because they don't live on the streets doesn't mean that they're not poor in spirit. They might have the healthiest bank accounts. They might have the best jobs. But if they don't have me, they are living in terrible times, says the Lord your God. They might have all the money. They might have all the stature, but their marriages are falling apart. Their children are running astray. Know this, says the Lord. I am going to deliver the poorest of the poor and the richest of the rich into the hands of this house, says the Lord your God. Get ready, says the Lord. Get ready, for this multi-generational blessing is upon this house, says the Lord, that the preaching in this house will reach all levels, from the smallest of the child to the oldest of the person, says the Lord, from no matter what kind of background, multicultural, no matter what it is. Know this, says the Lord your God. I have called this house to be able to meet everybody at every level, says the Lord. For I have called this house to be a place of touch, just as Jesus was one that would reach down and stoop down and touch people. That is where it is at, people. If you will reach out and touch, if you will reach out in faith, and you will believe, says the Lord your God. Know this, says the Lord. I will be there, and I will be that touch. I will be that spark, and it will energize something, and it will waken up the dead bones inside of the people, says the Lord your God. For I have caused you to carry your bones this far. Don't give up on them now, says the Lord. Carry them to the day of promise, says the Lord your God. Hallelujah.